Now, by the way, those of you who think 10 new patients a week isn't achievable, Chen, have you got 10 new patients in a day? In a day! So, I want you to understand the money math involved in this next conversation I'm going to have with you. And the conversation is this. So, cool, you should be able to see my iPad. Can you see my iPad? Awesome. Here we go. Please do this math with me. So this is probably, you're not often going to hear me say something like this, but there's two things everyone's talking about. More leads, more leads, more leads, more leads, more leads, or more conversions. So let me do the math. I'll show you the math. So let's say right now you're seeing 10 new patients a week. Okay. So bear with me here. See that there? 10 new patients a week. And let's say your conversion rate right now is about 20%. I'm just giving you numbers, right? So that's two conversions, 20% conversion, two conversions. And let's say your average case value is $1,000, okay? That means you're making $2,000 per week. So I'm gonna explain 48. 2,000 times 48. 48 is weeks. I just say, look, I know there's 52 weeks in the year, but if you're going to work out your projections, I work my projections out in my business on 50 weeks because I have a business, and a business is a profit-making enterprise that works without you. You understand? But most of you are going to be working in the practice, which means you want to be realistic here. You're not going to work 52 weeks a year. You're not going to work 50 weeks a year. So just as a rounding down, I'll normally round it down to 48 here and there. You're going to take 2 weeks here, a week there, etc. I recommend taking more, but this is just how I've worked it out for this exercise. So 2,000 times 48, the math of that works out to, in this case, we have turnover of 96,000, 96K. Is everyone with me? Give me a hand up. Everyone with me? Great. So thanks, guys. So now let's change that. By the way, those of you who think that 10 new patients a week isn't achievable, Chen, have you got 10 new patients in a day? In a day at the moment, right? With some of the strategies you implemented. I don't recommend that either, by the way. The guy's working hard. So you could really choose what you want. But 10 new patients, you've got, 10 new patients is totally achievable. You know, you want to put that down. That should be your aim. I truly believe you can have the practice of your dreams on 10. Anything you want to achieve on 10. So let's go through this. Leads or conversions, which is more important? So let's say we say just more leads. Ryan, I want more leads. I want more new patients. Great. Let's do that math. So let's change it up. Let's go 15. But your conversion rate is 20%. Stay with me here. So we got 15 new patients. Conversion rate 20%. And remember that your lifetime value or the case value is $1,000. I'm just giving you examples here. It should be around there, by the way. And that works out to $3,000 per week times 48 weeks. The math of that puts that in annual turnover of $144,000. Okay, now let's go through this again. 96, okay, so if we went from 10 to 15, that's about a 50%. Increase. I could even do it in 100% increase in new patients. Same conversion though, 20% conversion. You've gone from 96 to 144. How many of you would be okay with earning an extra $50,000 a year? Pretty cool, right? Pretty cool. Now watch this. What if we just increased, let's go back. What if we just increased, so 10 new patients a week, what if we just increased our conversions to 40%? Okay, that becomes four conversions at $1,000, 4,000 per week. And if we do the math on that, we are now earning $192,000. You guys with me? So remember, same new patients, 10 new patients, 20% conversion, same new patients. All of a sudden, you've got 40% conversion, and we've jumped by $100,000. How many of you are okay with earning extra $100,000? a six-figure jump by just going from, by the way, in one-on-one sales, like you should absolutely, and but also let me caveat one thing. I will speak unapologetically in sales terms. Because sales is good. That's how you change lives. That's how you do things. Nobody likes to be sold to. Everybody likes to buy. Okay? We all like to buy. Give me a hand up if you've bought some guilty pleasure over the lockdown from Amazon that you really don't need. I mean, I freaking went and bought a whole pizza set. I'm like, I've never made a pizza in my entire freaking life. I've got the whole set. I've got the thing. I've got like the whole thing. My wife was like, I've even got the pizza stone. My wife was like, what the is this stuff? I was like, no, we're going to need it. Like, what the hell do I need it for? I'm going to use it once. It was really actually quite difficult. I found it difficult. But anyway, so stick with me here. So if we just increase conversions, now watch this happen. What if we increase conversions, okay? And what if we increase conversions and we tweak the price? Remember I said, or the ultimate end. Remember I said there's three ways to grow business. New customers, okay, it's basically here. New customers, we've got in some way, shape, or form, you've got increased price and increase, which is this. It's exactly this model. It's exactly this model. We've got new patients, we've got price, and we've got over here, increase number of transactions or conversions, right? In some way, shape, or form. So now all we've done is gone 40%. So we're keeping 40% the same. Then I'm going, what if instead of 1,000, it's 1,100? What does that do to the numbers? That's all we're doing. Instead of 1,000, 1,100. That means maybe selling a bigger care plan. That means increase your retention because you did the strategies I'm going to teach you tonight. That's all it does. Is your average lifetime value, or average case values, goes from 1,000 to 1,100. $100. That's normally two adjustments, less than that for a lot of you. So let's look at the number. If we did that, that now jumps. Same new patients as the first one. Now, let me just remind you what it is. The very first one, 96,000. 96,000, 20% conversion. Same number of new patients, 40% conversion, but average lifetime value goes to $1,100. $100 more. That now jumps to $211,000. How many of you think that's pretty cool? So let me go through that again. Three ways to grow a business. Chiropractor, whoever you are, business owner number one, has 10 leads a week. He's got a 20% conversion to a $1,000 lifetime value. He ends up earning $96,000 a year. Okay, not bad. Listen, expenses, most practice owners don't earn as much. Most practice owners don't take home 50%. In fact, most of the accounts I'm looking at, practice owners are taking home 38%, 37% take home. That's what they earn, especially on those figures. Here's the fact. If you are seeing under 150 a week, it's whether you like to hear this or not, it's often more lucrative to be an associate. It just is, right? Unless you've got cash flow, unless you understand this math. Then next, all we did was we changed leads and 144,000. So same guy, all we've done is increased $100 here and gone to 40%. And the same guy is now earning $211,000. If you earn, in America, if you earn above, I believe, $250,000, you are top 1% on the planet. Top 1% on the planet. That's freaking significant. Cool. How many of you learned something? Pretty cool. So it's absolutely possible to change your... it's so possible to change your life, your family's life, your practice life, the people you're able to bless because you've got more abundance in your life. The whole thing changes because in some way, shape, or form, you have to embrace sales. That's all I'm saying, okay?